1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. We had previously suffered and been insulted in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dared to tell you His gospel in spite of strong opposition. Hi, this is Keith Davey on MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. Natural sound barriers must be broken to move into the spiritual conversations that lead others to Christ. The first barrier is at the beginning of the conversation. It's easier not to speak at all than to initiate a conversation. Once a conversation has begun, there's a second sound barrier. The second barrier keeps us from bringing up spiritual matters. And once that barrier is broken, a new sound barrier emerges. It's easier to stay in general spiritual dialogue and often difficult to bring up the gospel. Finally, when explaining the gospel, we often experience a sound barrier that keeps us from asking for a response from the other person. Now, Paul experienced fears like ours, but he did not allow them to hinder him from communicating the gospel. He loved people too much to keep from sharing the most important message. Remember, breaking sound barriers enables spiritual conversations to go deep. Take a step this week. Reflect on your conversations with people on your prayer list. What level of conversation do you have with them? Plan on breaking the next sound barrier in an upcoming conversation. Cojourners, connecting you to a life that matters.